Bills. Josh Allen taken 7th overall by the Bills.
Matthew Fairburn, kind enough to join us here on the program. Matthew, how are you doing today, man? Good to have you on.
Oh, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. I guess first, before we get into there, it's already been kind of a busy day in Buffalo as team president for the Bills and the Sabres. Russ Brandon has resigned. What was behind this? I caught a glimpse of some tweets about it, but what was behind this decision on kind of a shakeup at the top there with the Bills?
Yeah, it sounds like there was an internal investigation into his workplace conduct, and according to the Buffalo News, that was related to potentially an inappropriate relationship with a female employee. And, in talking to him, Russ did not, confirm that, did not want to touch that, but said, he had been thinking about transitioning out of his role for some time. I tend to think that perhaps this investigation is what spurred it on, and it's something that he had kind of a complicated history here. He was one of the only employees that was in place for the entirety of the 17-year playoff drought that just ended last season. So, yeah, it was definitely a big shakeup at the top, especially considering he was the president not only for the Bills but also for the Sabres. So now co-owner Kim Pegula will be acting president of both teams for now. We'll see exactly what they decide to do going forward.
Now, I'm not familiar with the ownership there, but Kim Pegula, is that the owner's wife or who? Because it said in the story I read that she was going to take over the part of the duties for the present time.
Yeah, she and her husband Terry own the Bills and the Sabres. So, okay. She's already had a pretty big role. Obviously, she's constantly listed as the co-owner of the team. So, she was basically Russ Brandon's boss before this, and so now, we'll just take on this added title. Although, in terms of added responsibility, I'm not sure. There's too much more than she could have already had, as an owner of the team. So, she has already been very much at the forefront, very very much involved in league meetings. And all things like that. So this may be something that she realizes, hey, she can handle this role in addition to her duties as an owner. But, maybe they decide to, hire someone for the hockey team, or she decides to hire someone for the football team. I guess we'll see. But I don't think this is going to be too much more than she was already taking on.
I did notice in all the pictures that came out of the draft room where they were working the draft that she was prominent all over the place in those photos that came out of draft night.
Yeah, and I think Terry Pegula is the one who we deal with most often, but he even doesn't speak too much in the media, but he's the one who usually does. Kim Pegula has been a little bit quieter in that regard, but she's done a handful of interviews here and there, and yeah, she's very much involved in all aspects of the team, sometimes maybe even as much or even more than Terry is. They're both very much involved in what goes on, and like I said, she's been on a few committees at NFL owners meetings, and very much involved in the branding and marketing side of things, and has other business ventures here in town as well. So she's been very much at the forefront, and so I would expect an extremely smooth transition for her into the role of president, just because it's a lot of what she already did and was already responsible for overseeing Russ Brandon as it was. So now it's probably just a little bit more of the nitty-gritty that she'll have to be, privy to.
Just real quickly, one more before we move on to the Josh Allen portion of the interview. How long had they owned the team?
They've owned the team since 2014.
Okay.
That was the year that Ralph Wilson passed away. And Ralph Wilson was the one who put Russ Brandon, in charge when he passed away. And so Russ Brandon was the one who oversaw the sale of the team to the Pegulas. He's held a lot of different roles over his, 20 years in the fall. he was GM at one point. He did a lot of that, but yeah, he was the one who oversaw the sale in 2014, and the Pegulas actually made him president of the Sabres in 2015 in addition to his role with the Bills. So he had earned their trust quickly, but clearly that trust had they had reason to not have quite as much of it in recent weeks and months here. So we may see more come out about that, but you know, definitely a quick rise and fall, I guess.
Matthew Fairburn joining us, Syracuse.com, covers the Buffalo Bills. Matthew, when things started to fall into place, you know, let's just say when Cleveland took Baker Mayfield number one overall, did Buffalo think they had their guy right there? Was Josh Allen the guy they were looking at the whole time, you think?
I think so. You know, about a week before the draft, I started to really think that that was their guy. And, you know, they were connected to him quite a bit, and a lot of what they said about the quarterback position and what they look for, a lot of it just made sense. Obviously, you know, I think in the only thing that led to a little bit of uncertainty was, you know, the tweets coming out 24 hours before the draft, you know, just put kind of a bit of uncertainty over Josh Allen in general. And, you know, everything that, you know, regardless of who was going to pick him, what they were going to have to deal with, in terms of answering questions about it and things like that. But they were comfortable with this guy for a long time. And, you know, they sent quietly a whole bunch of people, including ownership, out to Laramie to work him out privately over their spring break. So, you know, they kind of, you know, have been locked in on him for a while. Now, he wasn't the only quarterback that they were locked in on, but they were realistic about where they were picking, who might be there. And like you said, once Baker Mayfield went number one and number two pick wasn't for sale, they knew Sam Darnold would be gone. And that meant that, you know, they were going to have a chance to move up and grab Josh Allen.
Matthew, do you think they needed to? I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen in a draft, so you want to be proactive. But do you think they could have stayed pat at 12 and still had a chance to get Josh or not?
I get the feeling they couldn't have, because there were two teams that were going to give them an issue if they did that. And, you know, the Cardinals are probably chief among them. I think, you know, it's tough to say, right? We'll never probably get a look at the Cardinals board, but a lot of what you heard leading up to the draft was that they were really, really liking Josh Allen and that they were a definite candidate to move up and take him. So, you know, the Bills had to, you know, act quickly and move up, not just because of the Cardinals, but also because of the Miami Dolphins, who were sitting there at 11 and, you know, were definitely scouting the quarterbacks and doing plenty of research. So I thought the Bills had a pretty good blend of being patient, you know, not, you know, jumping all the way up to 2 or 5 and giving up too much, but also, you know, acting at the right time and not, you know, waiting too long and losing their guy.
Yeah, I've been reading the papers up there. I've been looking at tweets, been doing a lot of, you know, looking around to see. Seems like the Buffalo Bills have a, we know the Broncos out here have a very, you know, solid, avid fan base. But it looks like the Bills probably, their fan base is just as solid, just as avid as this fan base is. But seems to me like with a lot of the experts, the fan base is kind of, some of them are extremely happy and overjoyed as Josh Allen. Some of the others are thinking it's the, you know, the end of the world, and they're, you know, they're jumping off the bandwagon. Is that kind of how the reaction in Buffalo has been?
Yeah, I would say at least immediately, right afterwards, the overwhelming reaction was negative, to be honest. A lot of people had talked themselves into the fact that, you know, they did not want this guy as their quarterback. And, you know, you mentioned the national perception of him. I think that's where a lot of that was driven. I mean, I'm sure you guys followed the pre-draft conversations about Josh closely, and it was, you know, pretty clear that there was a handful of, you know, respected analysts that were pretty down on his game, and the analytics were not kind to him and all of this. And I think, you know, locally that it became a thing where, you know, people were rooting for any of the other three quarterbacks besides Josh Allen. And it just makes for such an interesting situation for him, because, you know, you're kind of trying to win over a fan base. But I think already, I mean, and this is the case, it's the case here, and I'm sure it's the case with most fan bases. Even when they say they don't want a guy, they start to talk themselves into him as the days go by. You start to see him in you know, the Bills jersey and hear him at his press conferences and watch some of the highlights, and all of a sudden you start to come around. So I think Bills fans are starting to come around, and I'm sure the first time they see him, you know, uncork a 60-yard pass in a training camp practice, they're going to start to get pretty excited.
What were your initial impressions of Josh the first time you got a chance to interview him, talk to him on that Friday when he made his trip to Buffalo? What would you make of Josh's, you know, persona, you know, about the tweets, all that kind of stuff? What did you think?
Yeah, I was pretty impressed by Josh, honestly. I had talked to him before at the Senior Bowl and, you know, been at his press conference at the Combine, and, you know, he came across as an impressive guy. There were a few times where people were kind of calling into question if he was putting too much blame on his teammates and things like that. But, you know, especially last week when he got here, I was pretty impressed with how he handled everything because, you know, like I said, you start with the fact that the fan base was kind of against him from the start, right? You know, at least a portion of them. And then, you know, you throw in the tweets and everything else that he had to deal with in those 24 hours. And so to come out and, you know, handle himself the way he did and, you know, respond to the questions, he didn't back down from any questions. He didn't shy away from the topic. He was friendly. He was engaging. I mean, this seems like a guy that, and, you know, this is what I was saying, you know, over the weekend, was that it's a little bit unfortunate that Bills fans had talked themselves out of him, because in so many ways he seems like a guy that is going to fit in so perfectly in this community and with this fan base, and he seems like a guy that they would really gravitate towards if they give themselves a chance to. And I think they will, because I think the more they hear him talk and the more, you know, they see him play, see the type of the passion that he plays with, they'll start to come around, because he was a pretty impressive young man when we got a chance to meet him over the weekend.
Looking at the Bills and their situation, I get the impression from what the GM and the head coach have said in some interviews, yeah, McCarron is ahead of him, but he only got 2 years experience, and he's new to the system there in Buffalo, having just come in, you know, a few weeks ago, and he's been through mini camp and some stuff. Peterman, you know, he has been there for a while but hasn't done a whole lot. It seems to me like, from what they're talking about, this might be kind of not as set a deal where Josh Allen's going to have to sit. They seem more open to the idea of, hey, this is going to be a wide-open competition between now and the start of the season.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, Brandon Bean basically said as much. And the line that struck me when Bills GM Brandon Bean was talking about it was that he said, you know, if Josh Allen is clearly our best quarterback during the summer and in the preseason, you know, we have 52 other guys on the roster. They're going to notice that, and they're going to see that, and you can't just keep him on the bench if he clearly wins the competition. So they're definitely open to it, and you're absolutely right. I mean, A.J. McCarron and Nathan Peterman aren't exactly far ahead of them. The Bills just got back for voluntary workouts a couple weeks ago. They're just, you know, in the infancy of installing this offense. And it's an offense that the Bills have said will be tailored to Josh Allen. You know, Brian Daboll, the new offensive coordinator who came from Alabama, is going to be, you know, building this offense with Josh Allen in mind. And so, you know, I think he has every chance to win this job. I don't really buy into this idea that he's a project that needs a full year to sit. I think you need to get him out there and let him learn on the fly a little bit. So, you know, maybe he won't win the job outright, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the field sooner rather than later. Because, look, I mean, you can say everything you want about how much time he needs to develop, and there are things he obviously needs to work on, but he could beat out A.J. McCarron and Nathan Peterman. They have, between the two of them, fewer than 200 NFL passes. And Nathan Peterman's first start last year, he threw 5 interceptions in the first half of the game and got benched. So, you know, he's not exactly going up against an established quarterback here. He's going up against a guy who's been a backup in Cincinnati for 4 years and a guy who was a backup here and looked pretty bad in the time that he got out there on the field. So in another situation, maybe, you know, we'd be talking about Josh Allen sitting for a year. But the way things are right now in Buffalo, I think he has a chance to win the job, and that should be his expectation because, you know, of who he's up against. So I think it'll be interesting to see it play out. I'm interested to see not only him on the field and where he is, you know, relative to what's going on around him, but also to see A.J. McCarron because he's such an unknown, having spent so much time on the bench over the last 4 years.
Matthew, excellent stuff. We appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll talk soon. Thank you again.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Have a good one.
You too.